Alright, hello guys. So just a little bit of an update from my end. I don't know why, but I think IRCC has a beef with me, but essentially I just found out that that my work permit has some technical difficulties, which I'm gratefully sorting out with the help of some of my friends and also the advisor from Langira. But while that's done, I think one thing that really, I don't know, like I felt like I was prepared for this scenario, because yesterday when I received the news that, you know, that the process wasn't as smooth as anticipated, I started to think of like alternatives, you know. Okay, you know, where do we go from here? How do we get help and whatnot? And that's what I did. You know, I seek for help, and it's almost like I had a set of mechanisms already in place, set gears already in place to run that scenario or run that, you know, possible pathway or outcome. And I was more calm and collected than I expected to be, as if you were to lay this situation in front of me about like 2 or 3 months, or not 2 or 3 months ago, probably like 6 months ago, I would be in great panic. I'd be in great panic and I wouldn't know what to do. I would literally be frozen right there. But, you know, I think over time you kind of learn to just control the controllables. You know, do what you can with whatever is available, and knowing that you did your best and you had the most noble of intentions, then it's all gonna work out, you know. I got through a similar complication last year, and that was also sorted out due to, you know, just a technical fix, if you will. And I don't know what's with the technicalities here, but like, it is what it is, you know. And oh, as I was saying, I was just running through the scenarios as I, you know, before I graduated, I was faced with a question like, do I want to, you know, just like try to stay here for good, or do I not go back to Indonesia and try to figure things out from there? I already played those scenarios. I already, you know, envisioned myself, okay, you know, what do I want to do with my life? What do I want to do with my career? And, you know, is this kind of the life that you want? Is it the kind of life that you choose? And, you know, what kind of life do I want post-graduation? These are things that I thought of before, you know, my last few months as a college / university student. And, you know, I later decided to, I think I wanted to have a role where I would have the most freedom in terms of being able to enjoy life, you know, being able to live comfortably, being able to support my family at the same time, and, you know, just having that balance, if you will. And, you know, I think something that COVID brought a light or shone a light on was, you know, the ability to work from anywhere, work from home, right? So I think that was something that was something that's worth pursuing. So the scenario was either, you know, I just make the most of my time here, just max out everything, you know, in terms of like, you know, visiting places, meeting with friends in here, while, and I spend time as much as I can with them before I leave. And also, you know, just go on runs, go on community runs, get to know a lot of people, you know, I could do that. Like, there was that mechanism. And then like the second piece was, you know, I finally get approved and I can finally work here as, you know, a part-time in one job and possibly a part-time in another, because like that was an ideal scenario that I wanted, while also doing freelance once a month, if you will, because like right now I'm an active client. And yeah, that would be the kind of like the dream, if you will, just being able to work part-time as a content writer and get paid well for that, while, you know, also aspiring to my university dream job, if you will. I always wanted to be a barista, but like I just never chose to pursue it, as I was solely focused on, you know, building or setting a foundation for my main career as a content writer. And you know, now that I have the time, I'm not studying anymore, I'm done with it essentially. I have that chance to pursue it, right? And you know, we'll see if I get a permanent residence here in Canada, and if so, you know, I have that freedom to go back and forth, travel here and there, and I think that'll be ideal as well, you know. But then again, like, you know, I can only plan so much, but you know, outcomes are, you know, determined by, I guess, the Almighty, right? Like, there's so many things that are out of our control. And I guess one motto that really stuck to me was, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot tell you, you know, like, just bracing myself mentally for the worst possible case scenario, while also being hopeful in a reasonable extent that things will work out in the end, which they always do, was something that really helped me, you know, clutch through the really tough times, or times where I could have given up, or times I could have just, you know, just do nothing and give up on everything that I believed in. But you know, I chose not to. I stuck by it. And you know, I think, like, after just hearing a lot of people, you know, who've been through struggles, successful people out there who've been through struggles, or you know, people who have been through real struggle, you know, going through things that I may not be able to comprehend or relate to, like, things work out for them in the end, you know. So if it's not okay, then it's not the end. And if it's, and it'll be okay in the end. Essentially, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm gonna rewind this, but essentially, you know, if it's gonna be okay in the end, if it's not okay, then it's not the end. So, you know, just keep at it, and you know, do whatever you can, and just be able to, you know, be able to deal with whatever outcome is presented to you, you know. And though, as much as we want to control things, we want to plan for things, planning is good, don't get me wrong, but you also have to plan for the unplannable, if you will. So that's where it's at. But you know, right now I'm just gonna just enjoy my time here, you know, max out, and just, you know, I guess just have that mentality that, you know, you won't ever, you know, get a chance like this, like, you know, this time where you're single, you're not studying anymore, you're looking for jobs, and you have this spare time to just really enjoy, you know, this beautiful city, and just get out there and just live life, if you will. And, you know, just give yourself the permission to live a little, you know. I think that's something that I've completely missed out on during my, I suppose, like, last 2 years of college, as you know, my main goal was just to finish, and I did, you know. But in exchange, I sacrificed a lot of, you know, time with my friends, where, you know, my close friends often would, you know, ask me to hang out, but I would say no, because, you know, I was just in the grind and the hustle, you know, just wanting to be able to provide an income for my family, because we went through some hard times, but we managed to pull through. And yeah, you know, I just want to live a little. So, you know, don't be disheartened if things don't always go in your favor, because that's just part of life, you know. It's just, you can't always choose what happens to you, but you can choose how you react towards what happens to you, right? It's all about your attitude. It's about, you know, how you take the stand against those challenges or problems that arise to you. Because, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, nothing is being held against you. It's just, it's just the way it is, you know. It is what it is, and you just got to deal with it and just, you know, find ways to go around them, you know, find ways through them, if you will. So, yeah, that's a bit of an update for me. But aside from that, I don't know, like, lately I've been just re-exposing myself to new things. Like, I tried a new hairstyle, and oh my gosh, it's a life changer. I absolutely love it. And then, like, just a few days ago, I went to a new run club down in Kislano. They're called Slowpokes. Really amazing atmosphere. I love the people, and the group is a little bit smaller than the one that I usually go to, which is nice, because sometimes it gets overwhelming for an introvert to be, you know, in a party or a sea of people, of runners just running around, you know. So that was nice, and, you know, I got to meet this guy. I believe he's an occupational therapist, and it was nice to get to know him and, you know, just be able to go about things and whatnot. And, you know, I can't wait to, like, meet more people and, yeah, just, you know, get out there, try to get to know people, socialize, because that's something that I've been liking, in all honesty. So, yeah, you know, that's been nice. And today I'm going to go for intervals. It's going to be a pretty intense session. I'm going to go for 1.5K warm-up, and then it's going to be 1K intervals. So I'm going to do 1K at possibly... Right now, I'm just training to be good at half marathons, so I'm going to go for a half marathon pace. And then we're going to rest for a minute-ish in between sets. I'm going to repeat that 5 times. And then we're going to cool down until we reach possibly, I want to say 9 or maybe 10 kilometers. So that's where we're headed. We're going to go to the track later on. And then we're going to have dinner. We're going to refuel in this place called Sushi Nova. It's a small Japanese resto. It's pretty good comfort food, if you will, for a really good price. And then possibly get ice cream after that. So it's going to be fun. I deserve it, because today's interview went really well. But it was also nerve-wracking at the same time. But I'm just glad it's all done. And yeah, you know, we'll get to it, and we'll enjoy this time that we have. Cheers, guys.